G'day guys, welcome back to the Hobbled Goblin podcast. Stay tuned at the end, we've got a little announcement for next week's episode.
Gasp.
But for now, we're not going to delve too much outside the realm of what's happening because, again, for next week's episode, we'll save some love there. So let's dive back in to the City of Promise. The grand experiment by the great worm Menkera.
Calissa spits off the side of the boat.
By the gods.
Someone walks up, gives you a fine.
Have we docked yet, or are we just like...
Yeah, no, so you're pulling up to the docks, and Lavinia's on the other side of the same dock, like her ship's already pulled up. She walks down the gangplank, and as yours gets lowered, she walks up to see you all. Hello, everybody. How's your journey been?
Did you not see that giant thing that just attacked us about a week ago?
Oh, yes. Liam A was telling me about that.
I mean, as far as journeys go, it's been quite comfortable. Thank you, Lavinia.
Where have you been sleeping?
You don't want to know.
Those beds are awful. I almost see what Havner was complaining about this whole time. I mean, I still hate him.
At least it's a bed.
This is just true. I miss my bed.
Well, I think you better get used to that, lad. It's going to be quite a while before you see it again.
Speaking of which, these peasants have still got me sleeping with the commoners, even while they get their own private room at the front of the ship. Lavinia, I want my room. I was promised a room. Well, actually, you weren't ever promised a room. You're siding with them, aren't you?
Say, Calista, didn't you say this was a place where they tried to perfect humans?
Well, that's just from what I kind of know. For what it's worth, I don't think it's anything that special, even though it is very much grander and bigger than my monastery. I guess they do a pretty good job.
Well, I see a human that needs some perfecting.
Oh, no, I don't think he'll be allowed to even set foot on this island. He'll get kicked out immediately.
How dare you! I've invited him many times. I have to turn them down because I'm too perfect already.
All right, well, go along and say hi to them then.
I don't have to do what you tell me, dwarf.
Sounds like you can't do it.
I can do whatever I want.
Can you try shutting the fuck up then for a bit?
Lavinia, see how these peasants talk to me. So disrespectful. I funded this journey for you. Well, actually, it was you and a conglomerate of other minor nobles from... Yes, exactly, me.
No, I think that's a great idea. You should go talk to those guards. Perhaps see if they can find anywhere more comfortable for you to stay while we're here.
I'm not going to talk to the guards. There are more peasants there. Huh. And he storms off to the forecastle.
Does he know what a peasant is?
I don't think he's ever met one, actually.
And you just hear from the forecastle, I'm sleeping with them!
I think he thinks that, you know, the lower class is just old peasants, but technically speaking, isn't a peasant someone who works for specifically a lord?
That's what I thought as well. Tends the fields. Serves them, right?
Hey, I mean, we don't exactly have any of that up in Magnemar.
Speak for yourself.
Well, you get servants, but it's a wee bit different, I understand, I think.
They know their place.
Maybe you really should go with him.
So, it's been okay, is what you're saying.
It's been a bit to get used to, the soaring and the not moving very far, but...
Well, to be honest, there might be someone who wants to kill us upon the ship.
Oh, aye, yes. No, we did actually have an unfortunate incident when someone, Marcelo... After the dinner, you remember that, don't you?
I remember the method, yes.
Apparently someone cut the rope which Marcelo was on, and it looked like Ponzi over there, but he denies it.
That is troubling.
You trust everybody on this journey, Lavinia.
As far as I can.
Some funny characters on our ship.
Well, I mean, a lot of them were hired on Master Bass's recommendation from Odelia, so...
I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw a stick.
That's me.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching you.
I'm looking at you.
I just posted up signs. I didn't actually organize the list, ma'am. That would be you.
I'm aware, but again, you recommended hiring from there, and so we did. So If you feel you can trust them, trust them. If you don't, just be on the lookout, I guess.
Did Marcelo spend a lot of time with a certain lady throughout the rest of the trip, or did she ghost him the entire time?
Yeah. I never found out why she's giving me the cold shoulder.
It was more like maybe she was in a mood that day. She's been flirty with you ever since. You just haven't been invited back below deck.
Well, I've been very moody. After that, we had like the assassination attempt. I got my eyes all fanjangled. We got attacked by a blobby monster. You know, it's not all about getting tail, guys. You know?
So it's almost like every time that she's been flirting with you and like her hand has gone anywhere near your face, you've kind of like...
Don't look at me. I'm an idiot.
Well, I believe some of us have gotten closer with the other members of the crew than others, but...
Oh, that's good to hear.
It's not really been...
We are only a week into the journey as it is, so we still have at least three and a half more months to go.
Oh, so, I thought it was weeks again. You gotta stop raising a man's hopes like that and dashing him. There's only so much a dwarf can take.
3 months upon the sea, this will be difficult.
Lavinia, who is Lyrith, in fact? What do you know about her?
Not much, really. She just had heard. She was a friend of a minor noble who heard we were taking a journey and wanted to start a new life of her own. So, I just let her on board, I guess.
You know nothing of her old life?
No, I didn't pry too deeply. Was a friend of my mother's, who asked if she could join the expedition, and I agreed.
Oh, very well. Basti, you're right, I'd forgotten about that attempt on my life. We should look into that.
Probably, but then again, nothing else has happened, so... Could have just been a Duncan.
Yeah, and we didn't really find any leads either. No one really saw anything.
And no real harm done, right?
There's some harm.
You climbed straight out again.
It's like having a mental breakdown. So, but the
rope and the Avna, my eyes.
I think you did that to yourself, quite honestly.
I walk away and I slowly crank my goggles back down.
He's been having a wee bad moment of it.
Give him time.
What's wrong with his eyes?
Yeah, he tried casting something on Avna and magical, I don't know.
Well,
what do you mean? I don't know.
I'm not exactly well versed in curses and weird mystical mishaps.
And how do you know it was that?
Well, it doesn't make any sense if it wasn't that.
Can you see a strict causal link between the two?
Aye, he cast a spell. Next thing you know, his eyes turn grey.
That's a reasonable assumption.
Causation, correlation, same thing.
Nah, I guess so.
I'm so dumb.
If you'd like to debate that, find us on our Discord. Statisticians, we'd love to have you.
Sorry, Clista?
Well, no, you said it all, but it's just gone a bit dimmer and darker, and I don't think it's that bad.
And went very fiery when he got angry as well.
Yeah, well, it's no Claw.
It's quite becoming. Claw?
Well, we had our companion, you know.
Oh, yes, the Vasek. Young shanty boy.
Yes, he had the Claw when he tried to heal someone.
You never met him, but he was an alright lad.
So I've heard. What a shame.
I only met him for about an hour, but he seemed alright. I reckon we could have got along.
Mm-hmm. Few people I don't get along with.
Marcelo, don't you reckon someone here, since you're so good, someone here could solve your eye problem?
What?
Maybe?
Do you think so, Calista?
Yeah, they'll let you in, or someone to touch you and help you out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot where we are. They won't let us do anything here. Mm. They all hate us.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask.
We could always try.
I mean, is there anybody else who looks like has some sort of authority around here?
You can't really see past the guards. Like, there's 10 of them. There's 2 ranks of 5. There is the one like in the direct center of the front rank, with a golden plume on his helmet. He's probably in charge of this small regiment. There is dock workers, but it's almost as if like they're coming down with the provisions that have been pre-ordered for you. But it is very quickly apparent as you try and like catch their eye or get them in conversation, they've possibly been told not to talk to you.
I just give that slow shake of the head, like.
Yeah. And but in saying that, try. These quote unquote dock workers are incredible specimens of human beings. Like, they are all, like, the shortest one would have to be 6 foot. Incredibly ripped. Like, in incredibly fine, like, even their clothing, though, is still incredibly finely made. They have the they still have the tan skin of a dock worker. Like, obviously, they still are haulers and things like that. But they have, like, impeccable.
They can also recite Shakespeare.
But that, well, they even disgust. Just their, like, the way they stand and hold themselves, like, great posture, like, every no wasted movements kind of thing.
Specimens.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, because they've obviously been told not to talk to you, but yeah, there's the guard down the end of the guard captain. It's probably the closest you can see to anyone with authority figure.
And I wouldn't even be able to see that far with my goggles on. So.
Not with your goggles, no.
Probably just still sulk about on the boat then.
Damn, pretty dock workers think they're so hot.
They are, man.
I know, but I'm pretty too, man.
Can you run me a perception check, please, Marcelo?
I mean, I can't see beyond 30 feet.
That's all right.
Not the best perception check, 16.
That's enough to see that... standing next to the gangplank, fanning herself and with a much lower unbuttoned bodice than she has had previously on the ship, is Lyrith trying to catch the eye and attention of some of these dock workers.
Thirsty girl.
Yeah, I'd walk up to her. I'm a bit salty right now.
She's like, Marcelo, can I help you?
Like, well, yes, you certainly may. Why have you been avoiding me this past week?
Not avoiding. Perfect timing. Not avoiding at all. I'd just been busy, you know, and just fanning herself and like looking at the dock workers. That they were. Like, she's not catching your eye at all. She's just looking at the dock workers.
Busy doing what? We've been on a boat, woman. You don't have any jobs.
I've been helping, okay? The dwarf in the kitchen asked for some help.
Like, with that, I flick up my vibes. And I'm like, it's because of maze, isn't it? It's because of my eyes.
And they're probably burning red right now, I'm assuming.
I'm not angry. I think more like sad. I'm more like jealous and disappointed and self-loathing.
And she does the flick, the fan flick in front of her mouth. And she's like, what happened to your face?
My face is fine. It's just my eyes. What's wrong with my face?
Well, your eyes are part of your face. What happened?
You're horrible woman. I don't know. I would have fixed it otherwise. Tarok told me to stay away from you. I run off again.
I'm comes a over, I pat him on the shoulder. Yeah, you hear Marcelo, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, I go like sat next to Tarok and like, everyone's being so mean to me. I don't know anymore. Crank my goggles back in. Gaslit. The squeeze doesn't want anything to do with me. The guards won't even look at me.
I mean, if you get off the gangplank, they'll look at you real closely.
Alright, so it will take the better part of probably 4 hours to like stock up on some more provisions. I'm guessing no one's going to attempt to get off the gangplank. They get off the
I choose life.
The dock. Yeah, this is suffice to say.
It's okay, just cast invisibility. I'm sure they won't be able to find you.
I keep trying to convince Avner, but that's about it.
The dude not to go down there.
To go down there.
Eventually he gets sick of you, like, trying to convince him, and he goes down to one of the hammocks and, like, wraps himself in the hammock, in a blanket in the hammock, facing away from the stairwell.
Can we just, like, cut the hammock off and toss it off?
Oof.
No, that would be mean.
But if no one's going to attempt anything stupid...
I mean, do you want me to make a new character?
So tempting,
you would have
no.
to make a new character. No. So... after those 4 hours or so, the ship's towed back out, and you start heading south. So you know Lavinia's reasoning for coming to Haumea instead of just straight south was to avoid the Chalaxian coastline for a little bit, mm-hmm. To avoid the Chelish Navy. Not exactly on the best of terms with anyone from Agnamar. And so... you do know that there is one stop between here and the Isle and the
Medigalty Island. You know that you're going to stop at Thamaclan, obviously, the small ruins near the Medigalty Island. You also know that you have the water restock at a small freshwater fountain. Probably about 400 miles away, I think it is. Give me 2 seconds. Yep, about 350 miles south of where Promise is. Which is probably going to be another 7-8 days.
So we're back, on the...
So you head back through those...
All right.
Through the gap in the red sandstone wall.
So while we were waiting at, like, the docks... And after Avna had sort of, like, retreated down to the hammock, after, like, Marcella was fucking with him, after a while, Tarok would have gone down into the hold, I guess it is, down below.
The furthest hold?
No, down to where, down to the hammocks down there.
Oh, where he is, yep, second.
And gone up to Avna.
Okay.
Do you know Avna's last name?
Fest.
Master Fest. It is, isn't it? Might I have a word with you?
Not bad enough for those peasants buzzing around. The half-breed wants to talk to me.
Yes, the half-breed wants to talk to me. Will you speak with me?
Fine. What is it you want?
Well, I've been thinking, actually, son.
Oh, your kind can think.
Funnily enough, there's... Anyway. I've been thinking, and it seems difficult for you, this journey. No? You've never been outside of your plush little gardens and your nice little house.
I've been on boats before. I just normally get a room to myself.
I can see that, and I can see this is very difficult for you. And, well, while I have enjoyed my bed up in the aft, I would like to offer it to you.
So you would be out here with these peasants?
Yes.
And you and your friends?
No. I will be out here. I offer my bed to you if you'd like it. On one condition.
I'm listening.
You remember that it was a half-orc bastard that gave something to you.
You will clean the sheets, yes?
Well, of course.
Fine. I remember the half-orc bastard gave me his bed.
I'll go and take my sheets and come out into the...
You asshole, what are you doing?
So none of you know this has happened.
No.
Yet.
Well,
do you still have the key, by the way, Tarok?
Yeah.
Give him the key?
No. Not that far. Like, the keys.
Also, by this point in time, I am also imagining you probably could have made a key for everybody.
I could
if you wanted
definitely
to.
Make a key. The other thing that I was going to do was I probably have spent my off time tinkering with the chest that I have.
Yeah.
Because I literally don't have the gold to make what I want to make. It's like slow progress.
Yep.
What that means is it's highly temperamental. So Timmy needs to keep his fucking fingers away from it, and so does everyone else.
So by this point in time, I also imagine you all have a key to the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can make spares easy.
Yeah.
I've got a forge for 8 hours a day.
All right, I'd give my key to him then. In that case.
Right. And he like takes the key.
By the way, I think there are some potions stored in the chest in there if you're a little bit... Feeling a little bit tired.
No, I'm an extra tired.
Wait a minute.
He's going to touch the magical chest.
Yeah, no, don't touch the chest.
There goes the front of the ship.
Oh, no, it'll be localized, so it'll just be whoever touching
well,
it.
Mr. Fest.
And he kind of nods to you and goes in the room, and you hear an audible click. And then you hear a... As he's like scraping one of the beds.
Like pushing it in front of the door.
Yes, Avna, yeah. Please piss me off again.
Oh, yeah, I jump into the hammock and just sit there for a while.
Right. And so you head out of Promise.
Well, I'd probably come downstairs to, you know, keep working the chest once we get back out into open water. Is the door locked?
Mm-hmm.
I will unlock the door. I assume Dala's with me.
Mm-hmm.
I open the door.
No. There's something in the way.
I'll knock on the door. Marcello? Calista? Tarok? I think it's something in the way of the door.
Anyone pass?
Oh, I put my head up from a hammock.
I'm
Tarok, resting.
What are you doing there?
I'm resting. This is my new bed.
No, your bed's in here, lad.
No, not anymore. I gave it to that fest boy.
You're fucking what?
I gave it to the fest boy.
Why?
I'm sick of him whining, and I'm sick of...
So you trade him with us, and now we have to put up with him whining?
Yes.
I can't tell if that's cunning, callous, or just cruel.
I had positive influences in my life, and it helped me. Perhaps positive influences in his life will help him.
Well, hang on. He's in there with the... Shit. Dahl, get the door!
And Dahl just puts, like, both hands on it, just... What are you doing? What? Stop that! I'm sleeping
what
in here!
What the fuck do you think you're doing in here?
The bad feng shui. I needed to move the bed.
All right, look. I don't know what feng shui, whatever the fuck that is.
Of course you don't, you uncultured dwarf. It's a thing from Tian Shai.
All right, whatever. But I understand Tarok let you have his bed. That's fine. As long as you respect people in here and treat them with respect in return. Like not locking the door so we can get in. Secondly, don't touch the chest. I am not responsible if you lose a finger.
Why would I lose a finger by touching a chest?
I am trying to expand its internal measurements, and at this stage it's a wee bit unstable. And by that I mean I cannot account for anything that goes missing.
Oh great, a man went here with a crazy dwarf. He's like, stands up.
I've been tested.
Walking. You're going to be tinkering with that thing, are you?
I probably. That's what I do. And I don't mind if you're in here, as long as you respect others. That's how this works.
Am I supposed to sleep when you're hammering and beating at that
thing? I don't do it at night. I mean, Marcella puts himself to deafness, but Callista sleeps in here, and so did Tarok.
Fine. And he, like, gets up and walks out of the room.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon! You shouldn't be asleep anyway!
When you get to my age.
And he heads down to the kitchen to get a drink.
Right, well, I'm going to... Oh, sorry, wrong accent. I'm going to, tinker with the chest a little bit more, and I hope by this stage Timmy has fucking learned not to poke the chest.
Timmy's been pretty good.
I mean, there is nothing in the chest. It's open most of the time.
Timmy's now Himayan, right?
If you look into the chest, you guys get like slight vertigo as it seems like the insides are like moving occasionally.
Timmy would be easily able to pass the tests. All right.
Eldritch got a trickery.
So you're out of promise, and it's an eight-day trip south. But back on the open sea. First night. With your new roommate. How is Marcelo going? Like, he walks in, he see in Callista, both of you walk in, you see lying in Tarok's bed, Avna Fest.
Imagine we'd probably bicker for a bit. That's your way.
What the blood? What are you doing in here?
I'd probably, depending on how tired I was, like, I don't have time for you, Avna. Don't make a fucking noise.
Can I get a perception check from you, please, sir?
Keep your fingers to yourself. 28.
Okay. You noticed, slipped under your pillow is a note.
All right, I'll try and take it like...
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of handed.
Yeah.
And
go for it.
Like an actual sleight of hand check?
Yeah.
That'll be 17.
Yep, I'm going to give it like anything more than a 10. You can palm a coin-sized object, so that's fine.
Palm the note.
Yeah.
And then maybe later in the night, once everyone's asleep, I'll do a little. I'll read it in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Cast light on like my ring or something.
Under the blanket
of the blanket. Blanket. Yeah.
You just hear Tarok from the other room. Are you playing video games?
Solo, we've talked about this. 1 hour a day.
I've just got to beat this gym leader. Okay.
All right. And on the note, it says, meet me on deck after everyone's asleep. And it's just signed L.
Ooh. Yeah, I'll entertain this. I'll try and sneakily leave in the middle of the night as to not wake up the rest of my party minus Tarok plus Avna. Actually, if I wake up Avna, I don't care.
You're like, kick the bed.
Stumble into him elbow first.
Oh no, like, a ray of sickening again.
I feel like when Callista sees Avnar, she'll be, you know, just a bit displeased, but then she'll, you know, cuddle back up into her sort of cocoon to sleep, and she'll go, you know, Avnar, I thought I should mention, but these beds, they don't sway with the waves, and it's at the front of the boat, so it actually is a lot more sickening to be on the bed than it is on a hammock. Just so you know. And I close my eyes. And my jaw drops open and I go to sleep, snoring.
I was about to say, it must be hell for him in there with the dwarf and the tea. Yeah.
Meanwhile, echoes in the room.
That's the rock is swinging gently, swaying gently with the swell.
The only reason Drog wanted out of that room was for that reason.
I forgot Callista was the smartest in the party.
Yep. I mean, had you taken that +2 headband of intelligence?
Yeah.
No. My bad.
That slight tiefling tricksiness.
Smart girl.
Being mean.
Strict smarts. All right. So, in which case, everyone's asleep. Ship's been anchored. Didn't anchor far from the Blue Nixie. It's probably maybe 200 feet away.
So we don't travel at night at all?
Not really. You can, but it's also quite still. And not because of this is technically Chelish water. They don't really want to travel at night against a lot of people who worship devils who can see in the dark.
I mean, they can see us in the daytime just as well.
Nope. Yeah. it's one or the other.
We can't see them.
Actually, no. Perhaps after leaving Promise, I think they do travel at night. So, yeah. Amelo is probably on deck. So you walk out and you see standing in on the foredeck, Lyrith.
I'll walk up to her with the note and I'll still have my glasses on. And be like, I assume you left me for this.
And she just nods at you. She's like, I did. Thank you for joining me. And she puts a hand on your chest.
Why? Why now? Is it because one of those golden-plated guardsmen didn't want anything to do with you? Now you want the second best, huh? The freak with the shit eyes?
Oh, Marcelo, don't be like that. Butt hurt. It's okay. And she, leans in and kisses you. And as she leans back, she says, maybe we should go for a swim. Maybe you should... And you feel almost a semi-suggestion within the words. Maybe you should take your clothes off and dive in the water. But you manage to mentally... it almost feels like you start to unbutton your shirt and then you stop yourself. And you shake your head out of it. And you realize she just tried to magically compel you to do what she said.
Holy crap. I would quickly stare at her and I would probably cast my own suggestion and tell her, I think you should wait here until I come back.
Alright, so you're attempting to cast a spell?
I'm staring at her and attempting to cast a
spell. It's a brave thing to do within punching range.
Oh man, I'm just doing what she did. Hey,
as she cold cocks you as hard as she can. Nah, luckily misses. Awfully close to a 20, but...
Well, I didn't blow up from my spell. She has to beat a 19 will save.
Who the fuck is this lady?
That's what we're going to find out.
She made it.
She made it, John! So we're just up here just...
So you're leaning...
Just like
you're
talking at each other.
You should jump off the boat. No, you should jump off the boat.
Well, so you try to punch it.
Right now, you're next to the railing. So what's your CMD?
Oh, shit.
My CMD is... Apologies. 4.
Plus 10. 14.
14?
Yep.
All right. So my roll was enough to reposition you 10 feet as you get... Because she's already leaning on your chest, hands still on your chest. And she just heaves.
I believe the expression is yeet.
You over the railing.
You bitch! Help! Help!
Amela's like, what?
Help me!
And Lyrith, like, you see her ducking down the stairs as you fall backwards. And Amela's like, what? What's going on? Because there's no lights on the deck.
Yeah. Am I? Wait, did I get pushed into the water?
Yeah.
I'm overboard. Man overboard!
Did you make a swim check to see if you can still be above the water?
So you scream as you drop over the edge of the ship, man overboard. And Mel's like, what? And then she like stamps her foot on deck. Man overboard! Man overboard! And then the rouse starts going up from inside as like other passengers wake up. Just, what? Tarok, you're the first to wake up because you're not in an isolated cabin.
Throw the little donut out to him. Throw the donut to him.
But yeah, so you're the first to hear it. So especially hear it. Now that you're sleeping in the common area, there's like a grate in the common area that goes like straight through basically because of the cargo. So you hear this echoing down like, man overboard, man overboard.
Does he see anyone running down the stairs?
I rush upstairs.
So yeah, there's a huge
I jump up and
people.
I run upstairs. Amela, what's happening?
You don't pass anyone going down the stairs. So you run. I heard man overboard. I heard someone.
I
fall.
Jump off the ship.
And so, yeah, okay.
Castle, I jump off the ship.
Marcelo, can I get that swim check?
Help me! Help me! Nope.
I'm going to need everybody to roll me some initiative.
Oh.
Sick.
I failed my swim
pretty bad.
Check.
That's same as last time.
I'll find you, boy.
Okay.
Everyone on the boat's trying to kill me, man.
I think it's just one person, actually.
I was trying to kill myself.
All right. What do you get, Marcelo?
22. Nat 20 initiative. I'm drowning.
Tarok?
8.
I got an 8, too.
Who's got... I'm guessing you've got the higher initiative.
I've got +2.
Yeah.
I got
zero. Brad?
I got a 17.
Hey, Buzz.
But again, Dahl's not out, so...
What is your name? Baz Kahun?
Basha Chultas Kahun.
Basha Chultas Kahun.
I told you, Baz and then lots of flame. Alright, so first off, Marcelo, I need a swim check. Also, like, if your armor gives you penalties to swim, remember you're not wearing it.
I believe I have some pretty basic light armor. Studded leather? Does that have penalties?
No, masterwork gives you penalties then.
Yeah. Yeah, swim check. Let's do it. That will be a... Oh, +5 from my ring. 17.
All right, so that's enough to stay above water.
Okay. Get my head back above the water.
Unfortunately, in the time it took for the cry to happen and the forward momentum of the ship, Marcelo is now basically at the end of the ship.
Mm.
Because of the speed the ship is traveling at. So you fell off at the front.
Yep.
You're now at the back of the ship.
Is that my full turn passing my swim check? Yeah.
Yeah, trying to... Because you
kind of stay above the water.
You can try and swim after it.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be my move, actually. I'll be like...
I will let you, like, give you a reflex save if you want to try and grab the ship yourself or, like, a trailing rope or something. This close to the ship?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be trying to...
But this will be instead of a move action. So you can either move forward half your speed, swimming... Oh, sorry, no, because you surfaced because you were underwater. So you came up as a move action, and so you can move at half your movement, basically. Or, instead of that, you can try and grab onto the ship. I'm essentially giving you the option. You can move forward 15 feet or grab.
I'd try and grab on, I think. If the boat was going past, I'd be trying to grab on. I'd be using my mage hand and shit. I'd be just trying to latch on somehow, pull something, use the mage hand to pull a rope towards me or something. That's an 19 reflex.
All right, so you managed to get your hand kind of like onto a protruding piece of like wood, and you managed to get hold of it.
I'm down here.
So the hard thing next round is you will be having to do a strength check
to hold on.
To hold on.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Bus.
I'm awake.
So
fuck?
You hear the commotion going on.
Oh, what is it now? Right. I will stand up. I will pick up my spear probably this time since I realized the hammer wasn't a great idea next time. That's my turn.
Okay. Then the ship moves forward. Now I need that strength check.
Oh, bloody hell.
No, that's a 6, so that's a 5.
Ouch. So yeah, unfortunately, it's just the speed of the ship is just too much for your grip strength to really handle, and the ship moves forward 40 feet.
I'm slipping.
And yeah, it leaves you 40 feet behind the edge of the ship. Callista.
I unbundle myself like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. And you go, what's wrong? And I stumble out of the room.
I don't know. Someone's yelling on deck.
Alright, so you move to the door, open it.
I try pushing past people slowly. Like, I'll come help.
Mm-hmm. Tarok, you were at the base of the stairs.
So I wasn't up on, so I didn't get up to deck yet? Okay.
No. So Tarok is at the base of the stairs, and it is Tarok's turn.
I run up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 5, 10, 15? Is it 20 foot up to the top of the stairs? Or
5, 10, 15, yep.
Amilla, what's happening?
Someone's overboard. I saw someone flash by on the side. I don't know how. They must have fallen off at the front of the ship.
Ah, by the gods! Alright, so it's... I'm going to dive off. Wait, can I? Because I wouldn't have cast light. Yeah, I'm going to dive off this side of the ship.
Off the... Yep. Yeah. Off the port I can't, side.
There'd be a standard action to be like to move any further, right?
No, you're not wearing armor.
So 5, 10, 15. Well, because I could 25, 30. I couldn't move over there, but I could move over here.
Yep.
I can't see. I don't actually have dark vision.
Oh, really?
No, I traded it out for something else, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Okay, then no.
Yeah, so I'm going to cast light. Then I'm going to dive off my 30 foot off this side. I'm going to cast light as I come up.
So before you run up the stairs, you cast light, you run up and then dive off the edge.
Yep.
Sweet. So you'd be...
Yeah.
Yep. And Marcelo's about 40 feet back.
On the other side of the ship? Or?
No, same side. They both went off the port side.
Can you swim, though?
We'll see.
Let's hope so.
Okay.
He dives off. So he goes straight underwater to start with. So mm-hmm. Let's get that swim check to see how good that dive was where you start.
That one!
So what was the total, though, for your swim check?
3.
Oh. Did you take off your armor check penalty?
Yeah, I don't have armor check penalty. I don't have armor, so it's 3.
Sweet.
Oh, dear Lord.
So, yeah, so he dove a bit too deep, and he starts underwater next time. Marcelo, you're 40 feet behind the ship.
Do I have to make a swim check first or anything to stay above water?
Yeah.
And is that, like, my move action I'm using?
No. If you're already above water, it's fine.
Okay. Nailed my swim check. Rolled a 19.
Perfect.
And then, is that like a free check, basically?
Basically, if you're underwater, it's a move action to come up. If you're already on top of the water, it's to make sure you don't sink.
Yeah.
And then you don't use an action if you're already on top of the water and you pass.
Gotcha. It's just a, I keep...
Look, I don't know if that's how it works. I just think it works the best.
There you go. Yeah, we trust you.
And we're not going to search it. Sorry, guys at home.
I would like to cast the cantrip Light on one of my ringers.
You just need to make a concentration...
Ringers.
Ringers. You just need to make a concentration check.
Concentration check? What will I have to beat if it's a cantrip?
Should be like 15.
Depends what the DC for
cast
the swim
level.
Is.
That's a cantrip. It's a cantrip.
Yeah, no, but it's based on the difficulty of the swim check at the moment.
Oh, right now it's relatively calm water, so the swim check's actually only like a DC for 10.
I think that's what it is. I'll check.
Well, my concentration check is what I rolled plus my level.
Yeah.
So that's 16 plus my
actually it'd be 15 swim check. Yes.
So I beat a 15.
Yeah,
easy. I beat a 15. Yeah. So my light goes off, using it on one of the rings on my fingers. I'm keeping that hand above the water, trying to like wave the light around. And I'm over here, you idiots! Help me! Help! Help!
And on deck, Amilla's like running around. She's like, "Drop anchor! Drop anchor! Stow the sails!" Like people are like, "What? Huh?" A couple of like the quicker, like you see Scald like basically like almost tightrope walking up one of the side riggings.
Totally be crew on deck if they're sailing at night.
Not many, though. Like, you don't need...
Oh, you do. You alternate... Anyway, whatever. I'm not DM. I'm shut up.
But Scald, like... Scald probably was up top already in the crow's nest, probably. But, yeah, so he comes down. He starts, like, pulling up one of the sides of the sails. Another crewman's coming from below deck, starting to climb the rigging to get up there as well. Bus.
Sure. I'm sorry. So, just checking. Cast spell is 15 plus the spell level. So, in addition to cast any... Oh, that's fire spell specifically. But yeah, 15 plus spell level. There
yeah,
you
so
go.
16, you got it. Fine.
Yeah, sweet. Right, I'll start to walk upstairs. Like, I'm way away from this.
You can double move.
Yeah, but still, that's like 5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30, 35, 40. I'm like on the stairs. So I am not fast.
And the ship moves another 40 feet forward.
Bye, Marcelo.
Marcelo is now 80 feet behind the ship. Oh, you could have moved, swum forward as well, 15 feet.
Off my move action, I would have, yeah, a little like doggy paddle forward.
One hand in the air. So yeah, so you are now 55 feet behind the ship.
65.
80
miles.
65,
15.
Yes.
Turok's now at the back of the ship.
Turok is now at the back of the ship. And you see, like, another orb of light, like, coming towards you in the water.
Is this how I meet my end? Stay away from me, demon! You won't take me yet!
Callista.
Alright, so I'm more awake now. I just saw Bass kind of stumble past me. And I'll run past as well. Alright, let's see what's the commotion. As I get to the top. Avna, what's happening?
Avna.
Oh, sorry, not Avna.
Avna's probably
still there. Amela, what's happening?
We have a man overboard. He went over the side. I don't know. I see 2 points of light behind me, but that's it.
I look over, and I've been helping out with the sails and everything. Am I able to know if there's like an extra long piece of rope?
Well, you say helping out with the sails. They've been basically getting you to do swabby duties, which are things like coil the ropes.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could probably quickly find, especially stowed in one of the life rafts, which is generally used for keeping extra bits of the ship while not in use. You know that the life raft right in front of you probably has a stack of rope in there.
All right. And they're pretty far away. I know that Bast is coming up behind me. I'm going to start tying one end of the rope around my waist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do at this point in time. So I've run up. I've heard what's happened. I'm taking out some rope from the life raft. That's, I'm going to start tying it around. Yep. Yes.
So tying it around your waist?
My waist, yeah.
Okay. All right. And it is now Turok's turn.
All right. So casting verbal spells with verbal components underwater, can it be done?
You need to make a DC 15 plus the spell level.
15 plus spell level.
In addition to the difficult terrain casting.
All right. Well, instead, I'll cast Air Bubble, which only has somatic components.
Very nice. Specifically.
I'm going to cast Air Bubble on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't blow up, which is nice.
Yep. That's fine.
And I make a swim check to come back up to service. Yep. Natural 19.
That's right.
So 21. I get up. Do I have any more movement or anything?
No, because you used standard to...
Yep. Standard to cast thing.
Like, the thing is, though, because you have Air Bubble, you actually, you can use that swim check just to swim forward.
Yeah, okay, I'll swim forward.
Instead, because you don't actually need to come up for air.
Yep, I'll do that. I'll move forward instead. So how far can I move? Half my movement speed?
Yep.
So 15 foot, mm-hmm. 5, 10,
Are you 15. Diagonally coming back up, though?
No.
He's swimming straight. He can still see the light of Marcelo.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind. So you are...
Oh, I could actually. I would come...
Yeah,
I'd say,
so you
like,
can see
go easier. Like diagonally up, like towards the surface, but like that in that direction.
Yeah, for sure. So it's probably about 10 foot back. So now you're at 55 feet away from Marcelo, and the ship is 10 feet behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie, Marcelo.
All right, another swim check. This is another 16.
Nice.
Goodness, you have the ring.
Yes. Thank goodness I have the ring.
If I fell off, I'd be fucking drowned.
Absolutely.
By
all right, so I'm doing my light wave. I'm like, oh. Bloody hell, can nobody see me? No.
Oh, you can see like a
I can see another light. I can see another ball of light. What is that? And I'm going to now cast Mage Hand to pull the ring off my finger and basically push the glowing ring about 30 to 50 feet in the air. And I'm waving my Mage Hand that's holding the ring of light in the air, trying to like...
Very still, boy.
Be a lighthouse. Be like, help! I'm over here!
Yep.
Yeah, just keep yelling like a lunatic.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. So I'll stagger up the stairs and be like, "What the fuck's going on?"
Are you moving forward?
I know, and I'll doggy paddle another 15 feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Towards the way I remember the boat being.
So we're 40 foot away from each other now.
Yep.
Sweet. What the fuck's going on?
Here, take the other end of the rope. I'm going in a moment.
What?
Someone's fallen off board. See the light?
Oh shit! All right. Is the anchor down yet?
No.
Oh, fucking
also,
hell.
Also, this deep in the ocean, like, you're not an experienced sailor, but you're not 100% certain how helpful that would be.
Maybe not with a mundane anchor. But I take a feather out of my pocket that I produced before we left ground, which is a anchor feather token, which will automatically anchor a ship for one day.
Oh.
And I slap it on the side of the boat, let's say a command word, and basically it fuses to the
everybody
side and shoots an anchor.
And yeah, down. There is a sudden stopping motion. Everyone on ship just collapses forward. Like, Callista, I'm going to need a reflex save to not fall down the stairs.
Didn't think I was going to have to use that.
Yeah, that's fine. Unnatural 20.
Perfect. So you managed to catch
yourself. I didn't think I was going to have to use this guy.
On the railing. Bars, on the other hand, like, flies past you. Just
With the dwarven things for not falling over and the natural 19.
Oh, no, he's fine.
I think I'm
like,
good.
But there's so many... You see Skald and the other guy up,
oh,
on,
shit,
the,
on, the rafters.
Up on the riggings.
Please don't fall. I'll feel bad.
Skald's fine. Other dude? Not so much.
It's only like a 20-foot drop. It'll be fine.
Oh.
Yeah, 20-foot.
Tarot can fix that.
Splat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely unconscious.
We'll fix him. I got a rune. I'll fix him.
Amella gets like semi-impaled on the wheel. Oh. Like, not hurt or anything. Like, just very shocked. You just hear like this tumble of bodies underneath deck falling over.
Falling off.
Avada just rolls out of bed.
What the hell happened up there? You hear this this cracking as like almost like a bed flipped sideways.
Emergency brake.
All right, Marcel.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, but say meanwhile, so the ship doesn't move.
I'm gonna have to build another one of those, man.
Callista.
What? Okay, and I jump into the water.
No one's got the end of the rope.
Yep, no.
I'll
guess what? No. The boat's not Calista, moving. No.
Can't she hand something to me as a free action?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
I was going to hand it to you. You stopped the boat. And I'm still going to hand it to you.
Yeah, cool. I'll get it.
Whether you take it or not is not her issue right now. She's jumping in. Yeah. All right,
so I'm going to guess you have maybe like 50 feet of rope.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
You think, do they come in 50s or 100s on a boat?
I was thinking about the boats would have a longer. Yeah. I wouldn't use my own.
100 feet of rope.
Yeah. I wouldn't have it on me anyway.
So Bas is standing there now, like one hand on this weird little talisman on the side of the ship.
Oh, it's
one
fused.
Hand on a rope, and he's like, oh.
I'll let go of the anchor once it's fused, and I'll take both hands on the fucking rope.
Yeah.
All right.
I dive in and I swim after the lights.
All right. And so you start swimming. Realistically, with your air bubble, you waving a giant light up 30 feet above your head, realistically, your biggest problem is just staying afloat.
Yep.
That's why I hightail it to him.
Yep. If you're not trying to make distance forward, can you take 10 or do you still need to roll?
Oh, that's a great question.
Will a 10 make you get above the roll?
Take 10, I get 14.
I thought so. So you do need actually roll.
I need to actually roll, yes.
So just give me 3 rolls.
Okay. Well, Tarek swims towards me.
Well, actually.
Failed that one.
So it's still... I still have to do a concentration check to cast a spell in the water, even though like I've got the air bubble now.
Yeah.
Well, I will try a concentration check. I succeed on casting Water Walk on myself.
So she suddenly...
So now I can move on the water. Yeah. Instead, I move 30 feet
running
towards him. Yeah.
All right, so basically you're almost right there above it. So you watch as he just goes...
I'm walking across the water towards you with a light, a beam of light, the sun in the darkness. Marcelo.
Jesus, is that you, Jesus?
You throw the anchor behind your head, so it seems to be coming from behind you almost, a halo-like fashion.
A single tear
Marcelo,
falls
I have come to collect
head.
You.
And blends with the salty ocean.
The boneyard awaits, my friend.
All these... Like memories are lost, like tears in the ocean.
Images of Savasha and your brother and your family.
He's gone under. If he doesn't get back up again, does that mean that Tara can't pick him?
You'll see.
He can go under.
All right, so you get one more roll to come back up before Tarok gets to you.
One more roll.
So Callista, you're like, please.
I'm swimming so fast.
Yep. So you're swimming towards.
I made it back. I come back up,
and there you see this deific figure in front of you.
Oh my God, the gods, they are real. Why, it's not my time yet, I swear. I'm too young to die. Please, don't take me.
We have no choice over such things, boy.
What? I suppose so, but please give me a bit more time. There's so many things left I wanted to do here.
Marcelo, idiot, it's me.
Tarok?
Yes.
Oh my god, it's you. And I just start crying and falling and like grabbing him around the
ankle. Take my hand, you idiot.
I grab him by the hand and I'm still like grasping him to him like a scared child.
I slap him to cast communal water walk on him. And will you have a look at that?
You had it prepared twice?
I have water walk and I have water walk communal.
Look, you're on a boat? That is.
Yeah, like,
so much
I've got that. I've got remove sickness because we're on a boat.
You're on a boat, baby.
And I mean, what do you keep doing to Avner?
Damn, right. Clerics are strong.
And as you both bounce out of the water, you turn around close to that. I've got the rope attached.
I'm just standing on the wall.
I'm probably still clinging to Tara.
By the way, everybody, I just cast a spell.
I would like a D.
And I got a nat 20 finally. Yes! Not a nat 1.
Angel Claw.
Yeah.
Give me gills or something. Yeah.
6,940. 40.
E. 6,940.
So you feel this wave wash through your body as you cast this spell. Almost like this small touch of fire touches your soul. Mm-hmm. You feel your ancient bones. And I say ancient, like a middle-aged orc. Pretty old for a half-orc. But you feel your bones strengthen. You're not quite sure what it is without cutting yourself open to check, which hopefully you won't have to do anytime soon. But for out-of-game purposes, your bones have now been laced with mithril.
Wolverine, baby!
So you have DR1 to everything but bludgeoning.
Gangsta!
Baby!
So you don't need that mithril, right?
Get away from me, dwarf.
Again, without cutting him open, no one will know.
Yep, I can
smell it.
But yeah, so DR1 against everything except for bludgeoning.
Wow.
Wait, so bludgeoning will hurt him, everything else.
Right? Bludgeoning will hurt like normal, basically.
So DR1/ bludgeoning, yeah.
It's going to be so much work for you to keep track of.
It's not really.
Not really. You just take one off every damage, except for bludgeoning.
And elemental. Anything elemental doesn't count either.
It's only physical weapons, basically.
Physical, yeah.
Mm. All right. So everything from now on has bludgeoning weapons. just for easy access. So it's not long before the glowing and water walking. Tarok.
He would have been water walking as well.
Keep his name out of your mouth.
He would have had air step by now, and he would have been.
Tarok and Marcello dragging a water.
Vashek, is that you?
A waterlogged.
Waterlogged Callista behind them.
I'll pull on the rope.
I swam all this way.
I'll pull you back.
What in the gods happened, Marcello? How did you end up overboard? You've been drinking again.
No, I swear. I'm not seeing.
Breathe on me.
You like that? Is that what you wanted?
Something stirs.
I swallowed a lot of salt water. Was that bitch Lyrith? I swear. She left me a note, and then I met up to meet her on the deck, and that bitch tried to cast suggestion on me. And then I tried to cast suggestion on her, but by the time it was all over, she pushed me overboard. Next thing I knew, I'm floundering like a flounder in the kettle of fish.
So you can lift a harlot.
What? That's what you got out of that story?
One should be chaste and act with temperance.
Why does no one take the attempts on my life seriously?
All right, so you get back to the ship. There's a lot of bruised people. They're bandaging up the arm of the guy who fell off the 20 feet from the
I'll use my healing rune I haven't used all day.
Yep.
He gets 10 hit points.
Okay, so he's definitely conscious again. His arm still...
It's like maximum 2d6 damage from a 20-foot drop. 10 hit points.
Commoner.
Yeah, so that means maximum damage was 12 hit points he could have taken. Yeah. I healed 10.
He fell on a spike.
I said he's conscious.
Okay, cool.
He fell on a pile of cannonballs.
We don't have a cannon! He wanted me to build one!
No, I won't. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening at home, never, and I can repeat this, I can never repeat this enough, I should put this at the beginning of every episode, never let black powder come into your Pathfinder games. It has no place in these games. Ever.
What about Skulls and Shackles?
Ever. Except for the BBG at the very end of the book, so no one can use the gun. Okay. But, back on deck. You haul yourself back on deck. And there's just a commotion. Miller's like, what happened to you? Why are you going for a swim so late at night?
Where is she? Where's Lyrith?
And, like, on deck you see... I'm right here, Marcelo. What's wrong?
I hypnotic stare her and I cast suggestion on her straight away.
Okay. What's the DC?
19. We'll save.
We have a doppelganger on board!
This isn't the first time we've had someone impersonating someone.
Marcelo's gonna lose his goddamn mind.
Yep, I failed.
You failed. Tell everyone. Tell everyone here right now what just happened. What did you do to me, woman? Tell them all. Tell them the truth.
I did nothing to you.
Marcelo.
I haven't even been on deck until just now.
Neurotic breakdown imminent. Like, no, that can't be.
And like, you can see like stepping forward through the crowd of people. Someone that none of you had talked to yet. A thick black mane and a long black beard, like with like small rune stones scattered throughout it. Standing at a whopping 3 foot 5 inches tall. A large, essentially heavily muscled dwarven man.
Why didn't
I can attest that she's been below deck, if you get my drift. Taps his nose.
You harlot!
Settle down there, lad. Don't be calling her that.
Don't you tell me what to do, you short little half-pint. You didn't see what she just did to me earlier. She damn near pushed me overboard. And now
I can again, I can attest she definitely hasn't been.
She tried to...
We've been below deck, exploring the cave system, as you could say.
And who might you be, dwarf?
Well, Falcor. Falcor Towerwalker.
And what good is your word? Why should we believe you?
What do you mean, why should you believe me? You've been working hard out here.
And then,
like,
some,
and then, like, from next to him, one foot 7 inches tall, steps his small black-haired son.
Don't be yelling at me, Dad. Why? He's not done anything wrong.
Your dad's a fucking little liar.
Now, Marcelo, enough.
No, he's not. You're a liar.
And, like, no. Shh. Quiet, son. It's all right. Some people just don't know what they're talking about. Some of them. Remember when we were back in the mountains and some of the dwarves had drank too much and start saying things that weren't true?
Are you like the chef?
Yes. Yeah, quite true. Like the, like the chef. But yes, just remember Urglad. They don't all speak truth because sometimes, you know, they hit the sauce a bit hard.
Hey, Dad, I remember it.
I'm stone sober, I'll have you know.
Tarok puts his, like, head in his hands.
Oh, God, it's true. Being thrown into the ocean tends to sober you up a little bit.
If I had been drinking. Which I haven't.
Sense motive.
Look, everybody, we're very, very sorry for this.
17 sense motive.
Stone cold sober.
Or he's just a very good liar. Which I know he is. Suspicion arises.
Why won't anyone believe me? You Tarok. You believe me, don't you? I'm not...
I sort of turn my shoulder. I walk over towards the dwarf. I stand with him.
Something is afoot here. I believe you, Marcelo.
Lad, this isn't the first time you've had illusions, you might say, or collusions with...
I think you're telling the truth.
What, you do or you don't?
I believe you think you're telling the truth.
He believes that I think I'm telling the truth. Yeah.
This is the second time now you've accused someone of dumping you in the sauce.
Why? What would I possibly have to gain out of this?
I'm really not too sure. I mean, some people might say you're doing it for the attention, but...
I mean, that does check out.
This is all lovely and stuff, Dwarf, what the bloody hell did you do to my ship?
Oh, sorry about that. No one had dropped the anchor.
I'd be very annoyed if you've damaged my ship in any way.
I'll fix it, don't worry.
Well, could you?
Do you want us to keep going or do you want me to check if there's any leaks first?
Well, I'll let you lot. And she, like, literally waves her hand to the entire deck. Sort out whatever this is while we, and she points between herself and Skald, who's still up on the riggings, sort out the actual getting moving part.
Right, give me a moment. I'll walk over to the feather token, which is like a golden feather that I've like stuck on the side of the boat that's just got a chain. I'll take my hammer and I'll give it a sharp pang, and it'll just burst, and the entire anchor down to the water just poof, feathers.
And then the ship looks like slowly lurches forward.
And then I will do a full top to tail to make sure there's no damage to the ship with my mending cantrip at full fly.
And Tarik will walk over to Callista.
It'll take like an hour.
Mm-hmm. And in quick hushed tones, Callista, you've known him longer than I have. Has he done this before? I usually imagine things happening to him. I've known many men to be paranoid before in their times. Some might ruin their lives.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think he's just bored. He hasn't really been doing anything. I've been helping out around, handing out food during meal times, helping with the rigging, the ropes, and honestly, I don't really know what he's been doing the past few days. I'm sure he's normally going to parties, having fun. This is probably just all a really big shock for him.
Mm, yes. I mean, the eyes thing has sort of rattled him a bit, I think. Perhaps it's stress causing him to see and hear things. I'll keep an eye on him.
Okay.
I've dealt with this sort of thing before.
I do hope you do, because I don't really want him helping around the ship. I feel like he would get injured really quickly, but surely there's something for him to do. Don't think he likes playing with the kids either.
Don't say
or
it.
Or fishing.
Don't say what?
Don't.
Or helping with the cooking.
And it's like all around deck, you kind of hear like a, like people just like whispering to each other. See, I was just like yelling at Lyrith. What's he doing?
Well, it seems like everyone's just kind of dispersed.
But they're all in this main deck still.
Yeah, but is there like a perfect circle around him?
Past paranoia on him. Amela and Scald went off to go to the boat.
You're standing there staring
at
daggers.
And then, yeah, Tarok went off to go talk to Callista. And then the dwarf and Lyrith pissed off. So everyone's literally
No, they're still standing there.
Oh, right in front of me. Oh, I'm still then like hooking into them like, I know what you two are up to, you colluding motherfuckers. You are hiding under deck playing footsies with each other. I see what's going on here. You think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one.
And in between like all this like yelling and the whispers of all the crowd and everything, this man is a danger to all of us. Like coming out from like the back of the crowd where he's been hiding himself. He's been attacking people verbally, claiming people have been trying to kill him. We've only been on this ship for like less than 2 weeks. How dare he make these accusations? He's trying to turn us all against the captain. He's trying to start a mutiny. Aren't you, bastard? You're not even noble, are you? You're just a pretender. Some bastard child of a whore from Magnemar.
Marcelo cracks it. I run at him. I take out my keen dagger. I run at him. And I go to stab him. Yep.
He seems completely unprepared for this.
Fuck you, Avner. That's a 13.
Yep. Hits.
Keen dagger, baby!
He's flat-footed and not wearing
armor. I'm staring at him. He's going to take my bleed damage and my murderous eyes, hook it into him. He takes 2 from the stab, 5 from the stare, 6 from the stare, and then 1 point of bleed.
Oh my god, he's trying to kill me! Help me! Help me!
Damn straight I am, Avner, you damn liar! I'll kill you!
Callista, get him!
Wait, Marcel! I run over and I grapple you.
I can't see you failing.
And I've got my grapple gauntlets thingamajigs as well.
Oh, you rolled my CMD.
Yeah.
Well done. 13
so
for those.
21 plus.
Yeah, you got me.
So yeah, you kind of slip around behind him, get like
suplex.
Hook your arms underneath his so his arms are stuck in the air.
Please, everybody, avert your eyes. We've got this. He's just a little bit unwell.
Wait, did you say he's taking bleed damage?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I'll rush over and use the rune.
So how much damage did you do?
2 stab, 5 stare, 1 bleed.
You said 6 last time.
It was 6, sorry. Plus 1 from my level.
2,
6,
8, 9.
9 points. Okay.
And then I can heal him 10, so he'll be back on full after a minute of healing. Slow heals.
Blood just comes out of Avner's eye. And then I imagine my eyes that would have been flaring red once Callista's grabbed me after a short time passes, I kind of calm down. And like, what? Callista, let go of me.
He kind of stands up and he's like, how dare you? And goes back below deck.
Amela, throw this person overboard!
And then leaves.
I've already been thrown overboard twice, I'll have you know.
Does he look like he's acting like more unusual than usual, or...
like me a sense motive.
You know, I was thinking more like, is anything magical at all about it, or not? Is he just... Can I do like a sense... spellcraft or detect magic or anything?
You'd have to detect magic to see if there's anything magical.
Like, I'm just going to give him a once-over to see if he's like under any lingering effects. He did mention someone trying to cast suggestion on him. Which is going to be a 26.
Yeah, glows like a Christmas tree, but got nothing to do with any kind of suggestion magic.
Well, I kind of look him over and I'm just like, Marcelo, you need to get yourself together. There's no effects on you, no nothing magical. It seems to be happening. I think this is all just in your head, lad.
That's no comfort, really, dwarf. Things in the head can cause people immense anguish.
Aye, but, like, he's still in control of his own things and thoughts and everything.
Well, actually, I went to an asylum.
Well, no. Bas, he's not in control. Look at him. He even stabbed someone.
Aye, that's Marcelo, a choice
get a
he
hold
made.
Of yourself. Yes, but it's a choice made out in fear and panic and anger. You have to control yourself, Marcelo. And I give him a slap.
I don't know what came over me. Why won't any of you believe me?
Well, it's not that we don't believe you. It's that you haven't brought anything that is very, very obviously true. It's all been bits and pieces, and you haven't gotten control of the situation. There's just... Well, I was asleep, so... Mm.
So far, lad, everything you've said, someone's trying to get you off the boat, you then ask them, and they deny it. At this stage, I may not be the most intuitive one, but they don't seem like they're lying.
Tell us what happened. No, everybody, tell us what happened. No, from beginning to end.
Well, I was going to bed, and I saw that you traded your bed for Avner. That put me off to a bad start, but there was a note under my pillow, and it just said to meet me on deck, signed L. I assumed that meant Lyrith. I went up on top of the deck, and there she was, and next thing I know, she was trying to cast my own kind of magic on me. She was trying to suggest me, and then I tried to suggest her, but she threw me overboard. It all happened so quickly.
And you promise you haven't been drinking tonight, boy?
No.
Will you swear by the gods?
I mean, maybe like one drink, but that's nothing to me.
I've seen you put quite a few back, yes.
Yes. I mean, you can't hold that against me. I mean, as soon as I hit the water, I basically snapped out of it. I mean, but...
Swear by this ankh, boy.
Swear by anything you can give me. And grab the ankh and I...
Swear by the bottle.
Hold it against my forehead. I don't know what you want me to do with this.
Swear by it.
Lick it.
Should you lie? The gods will smite you down.
Yeah, of course, I swear. I swear to you, Tarok. I swear to your gods. I'm not lying to you.
It's a very primitive breathalyzer.
Hang on a sec.
Blow through the hole.
Yeah, I blow on that.
The night you went tumbling into the water, you saw Avner on the deck. But then the others accounted for him down below. Tonight you saw this Lyrith figure on the deck, but this dwarf accounts for her down below.
And down below her?
Yes, well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see Avner.
It's not possible for them to be in two places at once, is it?
I didn't see him.
It's not possible for them to lie.
Well, I managed to get them both to be honest with me through my own magic, and they couldn't have lied. That's why I don't understand.
What if it wasn't them?
It couldn't have been the ones that I asked with my spells, but could it not have been someone that looked like them? Could it not have been some other form of magic? I mean, Callista's able to change her shape. Cannot others do it too?
Yes, many creatures can do such a thing. Which begs the question, do you have any enemies, boy?
House of Assad has quite a few, but... None that would go to these lengths, I don't think. I mean, we help the families as much as we each backstab each other. It's almost part of the game.
And as you're talking on deck, most of the people have gone back below to wrap themselves back in hammocks. Amela comes down the walkway up to your group. You're all causing a wee bit of a ruckus on my ship. I'm not very impressed, I'll tell you. Look, this is twice now you've been accusing other passengers, Marcelo. I don't know what else we can do. Take him to your bilge, throw him in the brig.
No.
And we'll see how that goes next
no.
week.
No.
Will it be next week though, Liam?
Oh.
It won't actually be next week. Thank you for reminding me. A little bit of an announcement for our Goblin Horde at home. Next week is episode 50. So we're going to do something a little bit special. I did. Like, realistically, it's been almost a year.
Shit, son.
It's actually...
Who are you people?
I think it's 3 weeks before our 1 year anniversary, which is the 7th of July, my birthday, so I would always remember. But yeah, so for episode 50, we're going to do something special for you guys at home. We're going to drop three episodes next week. It's going to be a bit of a divergence. We're going to go back in time.
Ooh, a flashback.
Many, many years where all of you at home will get to meet the five founders of Magnemar and listen to the journey that they took in founding the great city of Monuments.
Just in time for us to have fully left it.
So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks for episode 51, where we'll continue this story, but we'll see you next week to learn about the Wardens of the Eye, led by Alcadian Indros, Paladin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Goblin Podcast is a production of the Hobbled Goblin Company. The Savage Tide Adventure Path was originally written by Paizo Publishing under license from Wizards of the Coast for Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 edition. It was rewritten by Liam J. Cottrell to the Pathfinder 1st edition rule set in the world of Galarian, both of which are the property of Paizo Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or find out more at our website, thehobbledgoblin.com.